Welcome to Mindfully Recharged with Mariana Thomas. In this podcast, Mariana brings you mindful conversations and people that will develop and recharge you from the inside out so that you can increase productivity in your personal and professional life. This is Mindfully Recharged.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the Mindfully Recharged podcast with Mariana Thomas.
I'm Steve Simpson, her very good friend, and we're going to introduce Mariana to you and what she does in leadership, in fitness, and in just being a general life coach. She's a good friend of mine, and I'm looking forward to speaking with her today on this, her very first podcast. Mariana.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. It's your show.
I'm just super excited. I am like, oh my God, it's today. Today is the day. We are doing this, my friend.
Yes, and we are.
Yeah. So I am super excited that you are the one who is doing this with me. I have known you for several years now, and we just get along so well. And I'm all yours. In the hot seat.
Well, it's my pleasure. Well, I thought we'd start, since this is your very first episode, if you'll just tell people a little bit about what you're doing right now and what you want this podcast to be and what your goal is for it going forward.
Yes. So what I'm doing right now is really I want to impact as many people as I can. And one of the passions, as you know, is self-leadership as a passion of mine, and mindfulness, health and wellness, and everything from the inside out. And my goal is to bring all those topics that have to do with taking care of ourselves from the inside out, mind, body, and heart, or mind, heart, and body. So wellness, fitness, mindfulness, which is a big one for me, and self-development. Those are the things that we will be focusing on, and we will be bringing some great people to you. You know, hopefully they will say yes when they get the invitation from me to come over and participate in this great show that I'm trying to do for you. And of course, I got to confess, a little bit for me too.
Always. You always get something out of it yourself when you're giving to other people. So I think that's a great way to look at it. And especially with COVID-19 and all the social and political unrest in the country right now, I think it's really good for people to be able to focus on their own well-being and peacefulness.
Yes, and, absolutely. Totally agree with you on that. Yeah.
Because we all need some of that if you watch the news too much, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the guilty pleasures for so many people is spend too many hours in front of the TV and just consuming things that may not be so good for their mind, their heart, and even their body. So we're going to try to change that just a little bit in this show.
Well, that's great. Well, you've got a lot going on right now, but I want you to rewind a little bit. You're obviously not a native of the U.S. You're from Colombia. Yeah. And I'd like for you to maybe rewind a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your story and how you kind of started your journey to get where you are today.
Oh, thank you. And I'm so glad you asked, my friend. Yes, I am a proud Colombian. So Colombia, South America. And let me make sure I remind everyone that it's not Colombia, it's Colombia. So yeah, it's a beautiful country. I was born in Bogota. That's the capital of Colombia. And I was the first born in my family. So a little bit of spoiled growing up on the grandmother's side, if you know what I mean. If you were the first one that was born in your family, everyone was just covering you with love and gifts and a lot of things, right? So that's just one of the things that I remember from my childhood, growing up in Colombia. Those are the great things and memories that will never go away for anyone. So yeah, I'm from Colombia, South America, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, as you were growing up, I know you started getting into fitness when you were 16.
Yes.
If that's right. So yeah. What was it, you know, since that's one of your things, taking care of your body and you're big into fitness, you're also a yoga instructor, which I don't know that we hit on that. But tell us a little bit about, you know, as a teenager, what got you interested in fitness and kind of started you down this path?
Yes. Steve, when I was 13, I lost my mother. I was a teenager. I had just really become a teenager at the age of 13 years old.
It's got to be a very difficult thing to go through at 13.
It was a defining moment for me. It truly was a defining moment. And to see my mother being so young at 33 years old, losing her life.
Very young, 33.
33. And at that time, you know, I used to be a mama, little girl, you know, and I was sleeping with my mom when my mom went into this situation of, I believe at that age, I didn't comprehend, but it was, she was having a seizure. Mm-hmm. And it woke me up in the middle of the night. And my mom was literally having an episode of that and was taken to the hospital, and she died when she got to the hospital.
And was that the first time you'd ever seen her have a seizure? Was that
yes,
you were aware of before?
Yeah, she was expecting a baby, and she had mm-hmm. something that women who are expecting their child can have, and it's called eclampsia. And so that produced that particular episode on my mom. And I didn't understand it at that age. You know, I was so young. I was 13, and I was mm-hmm. so attached to my mother. And it was a very hard thing to go through as a child. Because I was a child. I was 13 years old. You know, still a little girl in my head. But at the same time, I was very mature, and I became even more mature after that, because it forces you to grow up. Those type of moments kind of forces you to grow up a little faster. So my mom was 33, and what I was thinking was, gosh, she's so young to die. You know, and to be mm-hmm. Healthy. At that time, I thought she was unhealthy. So, no, she was not. She had a condition that took her life. So in my mind, I thought, I need to do something to make sure that I don't die at 33. So that defining moment took me, probably was the first thing that was an incentive for me to get into fitness. So at the age of 14, my best friend, quote unquote, she was starting to bully me. So she was bullying me at the age of 14. I had a really long hair, and I don't know about my body. I was 13. I was not really interested.
Right.
And looking at my body, but she would say that my butt was not cute and that my hair was too long. And so those things are starting to play in my head. And with the situation with my mother, I started thinking, I need to take care of myself. I need to look better, feel better. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a country where drugs were pretty easy to find.
Right.
And I never went to that point. My escape was fitness and health. And so at the age of 16, I registered myself for a fitness group. I was the youngest one, Steve. I was the youngest person in the whole gym.
I can see that at that young of an age.
Yeah. So I remember being in this group fitness exercise program with a bunch of women, and they were just looking at me like, what is this little girl doing here?
Right.
And I did not feel uncomfortable. I just felt like I was right at home. I felt like I was right at home, even though I was the youngest one in that room. And from that moment on, I just knew the fitness, health, and wellness was part of my life.
So you obviously, again, continued on with your fitness and exercise at that point in your life. And you were up because you were in school also. You were still in high school, right, at this point?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how that impacted your high school as far as dealing with that and, you know, taking care of yourself and finding time to work out and balancing that as a young teenager, because a lot of teenagers don't balance things very well. So,
you know, I was very good with, I have always been very good with the schedule. And so I did my workouts after school. So I registered for the classes that were at nighttime. So I would go to school in the morning and do my homework. And at nighttime, I was at the gym with all my friends that were like 30 years older than me.
Right.
So that's what I did. That's what I did. It just became part of my routine. And when the gym was closed or something, you will find me walking outside or riding the bike. I will just come out with something to do. I just could not sit still.
Right.
I needed to move my body. So it just became part of who I was at that young age.
So I guess it became almost like a therapy for you, a way to deal with your grief and losing your mom at that time?
Yes. Yes. It was a way of keeping my mind occupied. It was a way of releasing the emotions and the feelings that I have from losing my mother at such a young age. You know, every Mother's Day, I remember talking to her, even though she wasn't there.
Right.
And talking to myself. But the way I cope with that was health and wellness, for sure.
Let me ask you this, especially given you mentioned the prevalence of drugs in Colombia at that time that you were there and everything. What do you think kept you away from that? What was it about you inside that made you choose fitness as opposed to alcohol or drugs or some other outlet to deal with your grief?
I think it was the influence of my grandmother and the influence of my mother.
Living with your grandmother after your mother died? Or
I did. I was living with my grandmother, and my dad was living in a different city. And we will get into all the other stories.
Yes.
But I went to live with my grandmother. And I actually lived with my grandmother for many, many years. And so for those of you that come from the Latino culture, you know that the grandmothers are a part and a huge part of the family. So I never saw my grandmother doing that type of stuff. You know, she was always eating right, but I never saw her drinking. I never saw her drunk, or I never saw her doing any of those type of things that adults do. So she kind of just liked to do other type of things, you know, like cooking and celebrating with the family and those type of stuff. So it wasn't really in me.
Right.
I never felt the desire to do it. I have friends that were all into drugs and alcohol, but I never had the desire. And it's so interesting because I always ask myself, why?
Yeah.
Why? But I think that it was the choice of health and wellness. I was more interested in that than I was interested in alcohol or drugs, because I saw my friends, how they reacted, how they behave when they're doing alcohol or when they were doing drugs. So I didn't want it to be that person.
Yeah, you saw the negative side of those things instead of the fun side, I guess, that people see.
Yes, I saw what those things did to them. At the end, you know, and they were all young. And they were doing it sometimes in front of me.
Right.
And I never had the desire to do it. And I believe that it's not, I don't call that willpower. Mm-hmm. I call that identity. That wasn't my identity.
Mm-hmm. That's who you were.
I had chosen a different identity for myself.
Yes.
So, and remember, it's a choice, right? So I had chosen fitness, health, and wellness, and I didn't choose the drugs and alcohol.
Right.
Even though they were right in front of me, right there, I could just grab them. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a feeling, or it wasn't even curiosity to do it. Because what I saw on my friends, I saw the side effects of what that could do to you. And I didn't want any part of that.
And I think, as you said earlier, it's also a testament to your mother and your grandmother and the influence they had on you.
Yes.
Growing up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that everyone needs a mentor, right? Mm-hmm. And the first,
that is your business.
Yes, that's why it's my business, right? So everyone needs a mentor, because not everyone grew up the same way. Not everyone had the same influence as a child. Mm-hmm. See, or not everyone made the right choices as a child. And that's what creates people's identities and habits, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so that my habits were different, and they are different.
Well, you know, and that, you say that, and I think that's so true, especially of young people today. The family structure here in the U.S. is not what it used to be many years ago, and definitely not as strong as it is in the Latin culture. And I think a lot of kids don't have those type of influences in their lives anymore, because they don't have, you know, parents at home or grandparents around. People are spread out across the country. And so I think being a mentor and doing what you're doing now, you're able, especially through this podcast and the other things that you do, you're able to mentor a lot of people and spread that influence that you're passing on, that your grandmother and mother left you.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I had the opportunity to be a mother. And so I'm a mother of a beautiful girl that already finished college. And I just asked myself how that happened so quick. And so I had the opportunity to pass those things into my daughter. But most importantly, to observe how she made choices also.
Right.
Because I can control her, right? She has her own mind and her own identity. So what I do in my business and what I do with the work that I do is guide people through that process. And it's not something that happens overnight when you become an adult already and you have habits that are not beneficial to you, that are not productive. So you got to start small. And those are one of the things that I want to talk to people in this podcast about. You know, how do you change from doing things that are not healthy for your mind, your heart, your body? It can actually translate to the entire family or to the work that you do for others.
Right.
Everyone has a profession. So how can I help people to live a better life from the inside out, mind, heart, and body, is a question that I had. And that's why I came out with this show, to be able to add value to people that way. And I'm so looking forward to it.
Well, I think this is going to be a great thing for a lot of people, and I think it's going to be very successful. But jumping back to your story a little bit, you get through high school. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about you know your post high school life and how you came to get to the U.S. Or was that later? I don't want to jump ahead too far. So
yes. So we want to go today probably for about 30 minutes. So we want to make sure we don't go over.
Yeah, we've got about 10 minutes left.
Yeah, so. Don't go over that. But let me tell you a little bit about my high school. And I think I was already in high school when my friend was bullying me. And right. I didn't know what that was. I just thought she was not. I thought at that moment that something was wrong with me, to be mm-hmm. honest. And I just kept looking at myself like, what is wrong? Right. And at that age, when you don't have your mother with you, I went to my grandmother, and grandmother, of course, sat with me and said, nothing wrong with you. There's something wrong with that person. So that's when I understood that when people talks about you, is the reflection of who they are. And I will get more into that topic on this podcast later on. And so when I went to high school, I was just being myself. I was very open, and I love sitting in front of the classroom. Every time the door opened for class, I was in the front. So I like to leave. I like to be first. I like to show up. That doesn't mean I want to be the center of attention, but I want to be seen, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So high school was very fun. I had all kinds of friends from different colors and sizes and belief systems and all kinds of things. So I grew up in a very diverse culture, and mm-hmm. I love that. So I am very open to everyone. I think because of that, because I never had that issue of this person looks this way or that way. But I had a really good high school years and some really good friends. I was a good student, but I also loved to have fun with those that were different than me.
Right.
So to tell you a little story. I had a friend that was just totally crazy. And I remember I wanted to do something that was out of the normal, right? Mm-hmm. I wanted to do something crazy. So I hang out with her for a day, and she literally put glue in her hand, glue, you know, and glue the eye of one of our friends.
Oh my gosh.
At school. And that
I knew when you said glue, this wasn't going in a good direction. So,
and that was like, I felt like I was this crazy person at that moment. That was the craziest thing that I had done up to that point. And I was like, this is awesome.
Do something totally out of character for yourself.
Totally
right?
Out of character. You know, I was like, I was just like excited, you know. I was like, this is fun, but this is not something I want to do every single day.
you know?
And so
it's good like that, I think, for people to have releases and do something that's not, you know, what your norm is every now and then, just to do something different.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You can't be so proper all the time.
Yeah.
And so what that taught me, Steve, at that age, is that you got to be yourself. You got to have fun sometimes. Don't go and glue your friend's eyes. But hey, have fun. Be you, be raw, really be authentic. And she was being authentic. That's who she was. She loved having fun and doing crazy things to our other friends.
So yeah. I had an experience like that when I was in my mid 20s. You know, we were on a beach trip with some friends, and we just bought a bunch of big water guns and had a water gun fight on the beach at night. You know, it's like, it's like, it's not something a usual 25-year-old does, but we had a good time, and it was totally out of character for me, but it was a fantastic time and a good memory.
You know? Exactly, right? It's not something you do every single day, but just do it. Just release all the adrenals that you have at that age, right? Because mm-hmm. you're still so young.
Definitely.
And you do crazy things.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So that was our character, but that friend was just, she was beautiful inside. She was not a bad person. She was just fun and a little bit crazy.
Well, that's good.
So from that school, I went to a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So I went to school with some nuns, and that was a different.
That's a little different experience, right?
Different experience. Completely from my first school. And you know, my first school was not like that. And so when they sent me to this Catholic school, so I had a different experience there. I started to learn more about God and the church, and we had service every week, like once a week. Mm-hmm. And we all have to attend it, you know. So that was my more experience with what was called religion,
right?
Spiritual part of some cultures, right? Of some religions, and so that
was that not something you experienced with your grandmother? Because I know Catholicism in Latin countries, you know, is usually pretty prevalent. So
yes, that's a great question, Steve. Because my grandmother was not a person that would go to church every Sunday. But mm-hmm. he will take us to church on Christmas time, and what is the other celebration where we...
Easter is a big one.
Easter, yeah. All those times, we will go to church and honor those celebrations. Mm-hmm. But she was not a church lady every single week.
Right.
So I didn't see that until I went to the Catholic school, where we had the service every week. So from that point, I started going to services and different Catholic churches. And I was in that school, you know,
right.
For me. And it was a beautiful experience, and because I didn't know that world as much, right?
Right.
When you go, like, just twice a year.
Yeah. So, you're not going to know much about it going twice
exactly.
a year.
You don't know much about it. So that was a beautiful experience to go to this Catholic church and experience that. So then I was taken to a different school to finish.
Okay.
And this school was not a Catholic one. It was a very liberal school, where there was all kinds of people, all kinds of kids, and just from all backgrounds and different ways of life. Mm-hmm. And it was the most liberal school that I went to, probably.
Gotcha.
In high school. But guess what? It was all beautiful because it taught me diversity.
Right.
Inclusion. And so I appreciate all those experiences, because that is life. That is mm-hmm. how the world is, right? We are not just one thing. We are many things. So I appreciate that they moved me from different schools, and they just didn't put me in this box, you know,
right.
that this is the whole world. But I saw different things.
And that's the school you finished at, you said?
Yeah, that's the school where I finished.
Okay.
Literally, I went to three different schools in high school. And
gotcha.
They were all different.
And what was so different about the last one compared to the previous two? I know you said it was the most liberal one you went to. What do you mean by that exactly?
Because it was the rules were more like less. There were just less rules.
Gotcha. Follow you. Yeah.
Yes. It was just less rule. It just felt more free in that mm-hmm. school. You know, like the Catholic school, we have more structure.
Yes. Uniforms and all that stuff.
Right? Yeah, uniform. And, you know, we have like a calendar and, you know, when the service was and this type of things. When I went to this school, it was more like, hey, just come to class and whatever happens today, right?
Right, yeah.
And so, and there was different from different people from different places. So, mm-hmm. yeah, so I enjoyed it because I got to hear from different kids and I got to see different way of living and different way of behaving. And none of them were wrong. They were just different to me.
Gotcha. You know?
Because yeah. none of them did nothing wrong to anyone, in my opinion. They just were mm-hmm. different.
You know? Wasn't what you had been exposed to before what you were used to, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it was a good way of experiencing life as a teenager, you know, as a high school.
Right.
Yeah, as a high schooler. You know, mm-hmm. I think it was a good thing, even without having to travel anywhere.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I see we're coming up on our time for this first episode. So yeah. what I want to leave it for the people watching and listening is, yeah. and then the second episode, we'll kind of jump ahead a little bit to life after high school and in your 20s and then how you came to the U.S. Yes. and what brought you along that journey. And we'll dive into that a little bit more next time. But I've enjoyed talking with you on this first episode. Can't believe the first episode is over.
I know. But,
we got one in the can, and it's the first of many, many more to come. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the great things that come out of this, as I said at the top of the show.
Thank you, my friend. I am so excited. I can't believe we did it. We did it. Our first episode is done. Guys, thank you for listening. And we look forward to being with you again next week. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.